This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. GM reported second quarter earnings today of about $1 billion, and some of that profit came from selling cars and trucks in China. But the Chinese economy is slowing, and that's making Wall Street nervous, very nervous. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
It's not easy doing business in China these days. Stocks have fallen, in some cases by 30%. Property values are down.
You know, all American companies are getting whipsawed in China to a certain extent.
That's Barry Naughton. He teaches courses on the Chinese economy at the University of California, San Diego. He says U.S. companies are having to adapt to a more mature Chinese economy that is slowing down. But U.S. businesses are reacting differently. Some Wall Street investors are leaving the country. Nicholas Consonary is director of the Asia practice at Eurasia Group. He advises U.S. companies on China.
I see a big differentiation in views between portfolio investors and then the multinational companies. There seems to be, I think, a much more negative sentiment in Wall Street than in the corporate world today.
Consonary says Wall Street is used to double-digit growth in the Chinese economy. Now he figures it's growing about 5%, slightly less than official growth statistics from the Chinese government. Still, that's nothing to sneeze at. John Frisby is president of the U.S.-China Business Council. He says U.S. companies just have to get used to a more mature, slower-growing Chinese economy.
In the past, the biggest restraint on growth is maybe not having the capacity. I think for many companies, that era is behind them, and now it's more like you would see in other markets around the globe.
Frisby says consumer demand in China is holding up, so companies like Starbucks are doing okay. But things are tougher if you're a U.S. business catering to, say, the fickle housing market. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.